Yesterday, I received this email from Frank Brennan, who's the Michigan Director for Working America. It reads, just to note that the cyber schools legislation passed last week by a razor-thin margin of 56-54 is up for reconsideration today. Representative Dale Zorn was the deciding vote. He had actually given working people in Michigan his word that he'd vote against it, but changed his mind at the last minute after Governor Snyder reached out to him. We're doing everything we can to encourage him to vote the right way this time rather than for special interest. Organizers are knocking on the doors of their friends and neighbors, sending emails, making phone calls all over Michigan, letting people know that this bill might pass on theirs and Representative Zorn's watch. A lot of people as yet do not know about this bill, but as expected, they'll find it infuriating once they hear about it. The bill supporters are relying on an uninformed public to slide through this bill through. On the other end of our line is Representative Zorn. Representative, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. From what I understand, after talking with your people yesterday, your phone has been blowing up. I'm sure you've heard about messages like the one I just read, and I just want you to respond to it.
Well, you know, I've listened to parents wanting opportunities for their education of their children. I listen to children that need those educational options. I've also listened to school officials that wish to be able to offer online programs and were in need of easier access to seat time waivers. And the bill that I voted on was a better bill. It was an improved bill over the Senate version, which put a cap of the number of schools at 15, put a cap of number of students at 30,000 after 3 years, which is about 2% of the school population. And it also permitted public schools to operate online programs and provided easier access for seat time waivers for public schools. The concern that I had is the socialization issue, which I'm still have concerns over that issue. And I will keep very close tabs on making sure that the socialization issues can be resolved. But it's important that I heard from those parents and schools that wish to provide these services and get these services that we're enable our kids to have their education and to get a good education.
From your perspective, tell us what you think the bill states and provides, and specifically that socialization portion.
Well, the socialization part of it is not resolved, and I'm like I said, I'll be watching the progress of this and continue to look at ways on how we can help the socialization issue.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, the socialization part of it.
I believe that kids today need to have good socialization skills so they can get good jobs and be a part of our community. And I believe that in order to get that, they need to be with other kids and adults to learn those skills.
All right. Now, if this bill goes through, what does the bill do?
Well, this bill, again, will provide a cap on the number of schools in the future of cyber schools. It'll also put a cap on the number of students. But most importantly, I heard from public schools that are interested in online programs, and it will provide an easier access for seat time waivers for public schools to get into those programs. And I believe that the best place for these programs are in the public schools.
So this is a power play, and this is a money situation. People are afraid, districts are afraid of the revenue that they could lose with using cyber schools, using cyber learning too much.
Well, I don't think that's the issue. I think that public schools are interested in providing these services, and this will give them additional revenue in providing these online services.
It sounds like, and I don't want to use the word waffle, but you've changed your mind. Why is that?
We know compromise is one of the most important aspects of being a legislator. We can't move forward if government becomes stagnant. We cannot allow our education of our children to become stagnant. And I felt that this was a good compromise that would provide public schools the ability and the means to begin online education for themselves and provide their students with that.
Absolutely. And Representative James here, I was just wondering, you know, one of the Democrats, they have two main issues, it seems, with this is the cost per pupil that these institutions giving, you know, online learning, they, you know, it looks like it's going to be equitable between what a public school brick and mortar school is going to get. So they don't really see that as fair. And also the accountability and qualifications of these schools that will be providing the online learning. There is no standard that needs to be met. Did this get rushed too quickly without looking into those issues?
Well, actually, there was an amendment on this bill that will provide for a per pupil basis report that's due December 31st, 2012, to the Michigan Department of Education. And that will ask those that have online learning to report to the department what those costs are so that the legislature can determine if those costs should be changed or updated.
All right, we've been talking with State Representative Dale Zorn about the cyber schools bill. Very interesting. We will continue to follow this. We appreciate you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.